Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And so the woman's top need I have found is to feel pursued, both spiritually and emotionally.
Okay, be practical now. What are the things that they're looking for when you say they want to be pursued? What do they want to have happen?
You know, it's sometimes, sometimes it's just a kind word. It's, you look beautiful today, or I'm so glad I'm married to you, or, you know, can we sit down tonight and look at the week because I'd love to date you this week, or, you know, we haven't had a getaway in a year, hon. Let's do something, you know, let's get some on the books because it's been, you know, it's been a while. And it's being the initiator of conversation and coming towards her. Or, you know, especially it's amazing if, you know, we can come towards her with, hey, you know, what was your sense of the sermon today? I kind of had trouble with it, or I felt this way about it. How did you see God working in you in that sermon? Or developing some spiritual language together. That when the guy can initiate that, it can be golden because she feels noticed. I have three young adult daughters, and, you know, I remember when they were young, they were, you know, it takes them longer to get ready in the morning than me, right? Okay. And why is that? You know, why do women take longer than guys?
I'm not the answer man, Todd.
But again, I'm not saying it's all this, but sometimes they, you know, want to be noticed, want to be thought about.
Oh, sure, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when the guy is pursuing in that way, spiritually, emotionally, usually he sees more of the best.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. When you said the woman feels like she's cornered and all she can do is then ask for it, then all of a sudden she says, well, the only reason you're doing it now is because I asked for it, so it doesn't feel organic, and now she's still not happy. So what's going on there?
Now the guy's on the defense. Okay, what did I do wrong now? Uh-oh. Well,
it sounds like he's on eggshells.
Right. He can be, and I don't want to make a mistake. And so then he gets very passive. He can. Not all guys, but he can, because he doesn't want to mess up. And so instead of playing defense, he needs to start playing offense again and start to initiate, start to create, start to pursue her with planning, with being a good parent, to be present is another P. So I talk about these five P's, Bill, that women seem to talk about.
Yeah.
So the pursuit is one.
Pursuit's number one.
Planning dates and times together.
Okay.
And, you know, some of us are really good planners. Some of us don't know what day it is. But if you're a good planner, then use that gift to sit down with your wife every Sunday and look at the week, look at the month. If you're not a planner, if you're in the moment, if you're spontaneous, then when you're thinking about a date, when you're thinking about a getaway, text her, knock on her door, talk to her about the fact, I just love to spend some time with you on a date.
So there's just a big stark contrast from when the pursuit was on and the guy was overlooking all kinds of stuff and crossing every T and dotting every I, and all of a sudden they're in a routine and a rhythm where the subject almost never comes up, and she feels a little lonely for those times when she felt more pursued, and she would love her husband to say, you know, something that resembled those old days.
Right, and in general, we're problem solvers, and that's a dilemma for us guys. So if our wife appears happy, then the problem solved, check. You know? And if she's unhappy, then we go, oh, I got a problem, I'm going to step up. So that's the dilemma I found. So I try to work with the guys on, you know, it isn't about, again, just being them. You know, your wife didn't fall in love with you because you read a book of how to meet each other's needs 5 months before you got married, right?
Yeah.
You fell in love because
you read it
was
the weekend before.
That's maybe right. But, you know, in general, you just can't stop. I got two speeding tickets because I couldn't wait to see my wife when I was courting.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.